Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sean Pendergast and Clint Sterner with you. We're live at Little Woodrow's in Midtown today. Come hang out with us this afternoon. I'll mention again, we'll drop it in throughout the day here, though. This is the last episode in the afternoon here on Sports Radio 610 that will carry the Triple Threat title. Come Monday, this show will be changed to a new show. It'll be called Clint and Kamla. Clint Sterner and Rick Kamla here doing afternoons on Sports Radio 610. I am moving to mornings with Seth Payne, which I'm very, very excited about. Payne and Pendergast. And Rick Kamla, your new co-host, will be by in a couple of hours.
Yeah, he's coming through about 4:30, man. I'm stoked about it. We talked at length about him earlier. I mean, 25 years of covering the NFL from a media standpoint, 17-plus years of NBA TV experience. One of the original fantasy freaks in the business from way back in the day. So look, man, I'm excited about Rick coming on board. I'm excited about the new 2 to 6 p.m. show every day moving forward. And look, I mean, for me, I feel like a lot of the city knows what I bring to the table. I hope everybody loves it. For those that don't, I'll do my damnedest to get better, and we'll keep knocking this thing out and climbing the charts. So I think Rick and I will bring a really, really cool dynamic to Sports Radio 610 in afternoons every day moving forward.
Agreed, man. Agreed. All right, so Rick will be by in a couple of hours so that you, the audience, can get to know him a little bit as well. I love a good conspiracy theory. This tweet is from REL Texan on Twitter. You can tweet us at Sean T. Pendergast, at Clint Sterner, and the station at Sports Radio 610 about the Tyreek Hill. The lack of a suspension for Tyreek Hill. If you're just tuning in, Tyreek Hill will not be suspended for the child abuse stuff that's been investigated with him. The NFL has not found anything suspension-worthy, so he'll be at training camp when the Chiefs open up camp this coming week. This tweet, sounds like the NFL is protecting the team of their young superstar quarterback. Without Hill, Mahomes would be a very ordinary NFL QB, NFL agenda.
Wow, that's interesting.
What's your feeling on that? Would Patch? I think ordinary is a little bit of a reach, but there's no doubt that Patrick Mahomes, without Tyreek Hill in that offense, is not putting up the numbers that he did. Would he win the MVP? Would he still put up good enough numbers? And would Kansas City still have a good enough season to where Mahomes would have enough buzz to win the MVP award? I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Man, I've talked to a lot of Kansas City fans that were confident that with or without Tyreek Hill, this team would still be one of the most dynamic and explosive in the game. And okay. I agree that with Andy, as long as Andy Reid's there and Patrick Mahomes there, they're going to be a very good offense.
It would just look different.
But to think that it would change the MVP status, or it would change their Super Bowl likelihood in 2019, to not think that it changes that significantly is crazy. That you're talking about a player that their entire offense revolves around Tyreek Hill's skill set, and that's why it's elite. Now there's no doubt, Sean, that Patrick Mahomes is a special, special talent. But you could plug in a much less quarterback, you know, a quarterback that's not nearly as talented as Patrick Mahomes. As long as Tyreek Hill's in that offense, they would put up huge numbers, and they would be one of the most dangerous offenses in the league, zero doubt. If we had time, I would love to break down at some point what Tyreek Hill does for this offense with and without the ball in his hands, and I think people would understand what my point is.
Well, I want to ask you this. Okay, so what if Deshaun Watson were on the Kansas City Chiefs, is Deshaun Watson in the MVP conversation?
Absolutely, 100%, zero doubt.
Yeah.
There's not one doubt about it.
If Jared Goff is on the Kansas City Chiefs, is he in the MVP conversation last year?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, your question, I mean, here's the deal, is a lot of the MVP race ends up being hype. But is he as hyped up as Pat Mahomes? No.
Is he putting up those type of numbers?
He's putting up sick numbers,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
he may not be putting up Mahomes numbers. He may not be, he's not even, I mean, let me get this clear. He's not even the same planet as Patrick Mahomes. Jared Goff is not even in the same planet. I think the only one right now, young quarterback right now, in the same conversation with Patrick Mahomes is Deshaun Watson. When you watch those two guys play, they immediately make everybody around them significantly better. There's no doubt about it. So, but I believe that Andy Reid, and I believe that Tyreek Hill, and I believe that that supporting cast around those two in Kansas City would be super special with a guy taking snaps that's just a distributor.
Yeah.
Just distribute the football. You got Kelce.
Yeah.
And you got a play caller that's using one of the most skilled guys ever in the game to the fullest. I mean, you're a very – Alex Smith could play in that offense and put up huge numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's to your earlier point, Andy Reid's going to find a way to put up big numbers with an offense. You know, just before Tyreek Hill got there, and I guess before Patrick Mahomes got there, they were putting up big numbers with Alex Smith, but they were doing it the way that the conventional Andy Reid does it, with a lot of screens,
a lot of tight end,
but there's a cap on it, right? It's almost like the Kansas City offense was a dude who had a great job, a great sense of humor, came from a good family, but then one summer, they decided to go do CrossFit. And now they have all the things that anybody would ever want, that a woman would ever want out there. Tyreek Hill is basically CrossFit in this whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, boy, this guy's the perfect specimen now.
Yes. There's certain quarterbacks out there that you put on that field with Kansas City that have a lower ceiling, and clearly the offense is going to – Alex Smith couldn't throw the ball down the field. He couldn't drive the football down the field the way that Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson and some of these big arm guys can do. There's no doubt. But you go back to Andy Reid's days in Philly.
Yeah.
And Donovan McNabb's ability to move around a little bit and throw the deep ball essentially was what blew the cap off of that offense and allowed that offense to be super special. He used Deshaun Jackson in a special way
back in
the day. Now, that guy, now Deshaun's not Tyreek Hill, but he's close. And so when you've got those kind of toys at your fingertips and you're willing to take the risk and go, hey, man, we're going to do some unconventional things and we're going to commit to them enough to be really good, not just flash in the pan in camp. We're going to spend two periods in camp working on this. We're going to commit to it, and we are going to use that jet sweep motion both with the ball in his hands and the fact that if we do it enough, it's going to – the linebackers can't play with instincts. The passing lanes, the passing windows are wider. Defenders have to hesitate now. They committed to it to where if you don't hesitate, you're going to get smoked.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill's a boob job, basically.
Ooh,
you found the perfect woman, beautiful face, nice body.
I see where you're going with
good
this.
Job,
yep.
Intelligent, laughs at all your jokes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the little screens and the dump passes and the little read option that Alex Smith could do back in the day. But then all of a sudden she shows up with like a 39-inch chest, and you're like, holy crap, we're doing all kinds of end-arounds now and throwing the deep ball. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Tyreek Hill is a boob job.
That boob job with a wife beater.
That's it.
With a wife beater and nothing else. That's it. No pun. There was no pun
and
intended,
cold weather.
By the way. There was no pun intended by that. But I'm talking about the boob. Yes, keep going. That, all those things I think very, very highly of, and you can bet Tyreek Hill is – I'm going to put him in the same sentence with that. There ain't another guy in the league that I'm putting in the same sentence with a boob job, a white wife beater, and a rainstorm.
Just Tyreek Hill is the only one. Okay, but along those lines, here's what I wanted to ask you about the Texans as pertains to Tyreek Hill. And I'm not saying he's Tyreek Hill, but he brings some similar elements to the game. I think Will Fuller as a player obviously brings the same speed element as Tyreek Hill. My question to you is, if you're Bill O'Brien, if you're Tim Kelly, the new offensive coordinator who reportedly, you know, brings so much to the room in terms of football IQ, should you be looking to just shamelessly copy some of the things that Kansas City does with Tyreek Hill with Will Fuller?
Absolutely. And it's not shamelessly. I mean, that's what
the league –
NFL. It's a copycat league.
Yeah.
I mean, trust me, when I was in the league, Aikman had Jerry hire certain guys and bring Ernie Zampezi in as a consultant to replicate the 95 offense that Norv Turner and Zampezi had created. I mean, when they brought in Jack Riley was the OC. Jack Riley would throw up. It was back in the Rams, the greatest show on turf, when Falk and Torrey Holt and all them boys were doing work and Kurt Warner were doing work. He would throw up film and go, guys, we're going to run this year.
Yeah.
We're going to run this week. To the point where players got pissed off, like, did you really not even take the time of putting a I mean, you could have put something together with at least our players in our uniforms. It was the Rams game film. Like, guys, this is our install this week.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so it's one of those where this is a copycat league. And so to answer your question, I got very long-winded, hell yes. You should look at implementing some of those things that teams are doing that are on the cutting edge these offenses that are implementing some college game into it. Absolutely. The pieces are in place. Yeah. I would never recommend installing or even considering putting that kind of thing. If you don't have the Jimmys and Joes, you've got Deshaun Watson. You've got Fuller. You've got Kiki QT. You've got some pieces in place.
Hopkins.
Hop. Well, you know, I don't want to take Hop out of the mix.
I won't
because Hop's he's a coverage dictator.
Okay,
now.
So you're saying guys that you can do some of these quirky things with.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Just close your eyes. Not if you're driving down the street, but just picture this, right? If you're Deshaun Watson and you got Hop to your left, you got a corner rolled over
right
the top
now.
Of him. You got a safety rolled over the top of that corner, and you got an outside backer that's expanded a little bit just because you want to take Hop out of the game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you get Fuller to come across in full motion, and you give him some that little sideline to sideline fake handoff.
Yep.
And so now all of a sudden you got another linebacker that takes a step the other direction. You got that backside safety takes a step that direction too because you're scared about that speed and that and him hitting that opposite end away from Hopkins. Now the middle of the field is absolute. Sean, you could run a dig over the middle of the field and get open.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No doubt about it. You could run. You may have to take them flip-flops off.
Barefoot like Jimmy Snuka.
You got to take them toe thongs off and get you some cleats, but you could run it. You could run a dig over the middle of the field, and there ain't no doubt about it, baby. You'd be wide open. I mean, that's the kind of thing that makes a quarterback's job so much easier.
Yeah.
And I love Pat Mahomes. I absolutely think he is one of the best to ever lace them up and strap on pads. There's no doubt about it. But let's not talk about how great Pat Mahomes is and not talk about Tyreek Hill and not talk about Andy Reid's willingness to use him. That's an absolute game changer.
Last one before you and I go free agent shopping with Bill O'Brien, Jack Easterby, and Cal McNair's money. Is Fuller capable of doing some of those things that Tyreek Hill is?
I think he's capable. I mean, the sheer speed element that he possesses is special. It's in the Tyreek Hill world. I don't know that he has the twitch and the change of direction and the burst.
And he's coming off a knee too.
Yeah, but I don't know that he ever had that. I think he'll get back to the Will Fuller that we all know. But he reminds me more of a track speed guy, which is still extremely dangerous. But the start and stop. I don't know that it's in the same category as Tyreek Hill. I'm going to venture to say it's not, simply because Tyreek Hill, I believe, is in a league of his own. I don't know if I've seen anybody. You know, Dante Hall, Texas A&M
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, sure.
Right here in South Texas. He's a guy that he didn't have that top-end speed, but his twitch and his change of direction was next level even in the NFL, so he was able to do something. I don't know that Fuller has that, but Fuller's skill set, used to the fullest now, used the best way, would be very much like the way that Tyreek Hill is used in Kansas City, and I think it would be a real threat and a different dynamic in this offense. I would love to see him stay healthy and see if the Texans implement some of that.
Yeah, Fuller Fuller conventionally used in an offense is already a game changer. We know that for the Texans with Deshaun Watson and Will Fuller on the field, what this can look like. But, man, if Bill O'Brien and Tim Kelly are watching some Tyreek Hill film and thinking about using Fuller in some of those ways, because we've even seen Fuller used as a punt returner before, and he's been really effective doing that. I say that to say that that's just a different way of getting of the way this team has made sure the ball gets in Will Fuller's hands, and he's thrived doing that at times.
There's going to be so many opportunities opposite Hopkins if you have a guy that they can't man up. Like when those two guys, when Kiki QT and Fuller are hurt, then all of a sudden you've got guys on the other side that teams are confident manning up and just covering like a blanket. And then Watson can't get the ball off in time. When it's Fuller, there's space there. They back up. They react to motion. And it's just a different dynamic. And Fuller has grown leaps and bounds relative to route running, catching the ball with his hands, all the NFL-type receiver skill sets. He has developed nicely.
All right, so I'm going to take these players that are listed in front of me here, Clint, these free agents, and I'm act like you and I are walking down an aisle at Walmart or at the grocery store, wherever. Let's pretend we're out in Baytown and we're shopping wherever you go shopping for groceries out there.
That's right.
And you and I are walking down the aisle, and, you know, you got the aisle with the produce, and you got the bread, and you got the condiments, and you got the house cleaning products. Oh, here we are in an aisle with a bunch of pre-owned NFL football players. Let's take a look here. And you and I are walking down the aisle, and we stop, and, oh, look, here's Jay Ajayi. You tell me if we stop and look at any of these. Jay Ajayi, Clint, running back. Do we want anything to do with this one?
Nah. We're going to keep rolling.
Okay. What about Kelvin Benjamin, wide receiver?
Nah, it didn't catch my eye. The wrapping. Well,
it caught my eye because he's fat.
Yeah.
Kelvin Benjamin is the fattest, thin person that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, if a receiver can't get along with a quarterback, I don't care what your situation is, if you don't understand, like, in your mind, if you can't wrap your head around, like, it's in your best interest to have a great relationship with a quarterback, and you take it so far to where you argue with him off the field, and you just can't get along. Like, you clearly just don't get it. Like,
yeah.
So I'm gonna ease on by.
All right.
Kelvin Benjamin.
All right, this is sad, Clint, to see this over here. I've got a coupon for it, but would you be interested in this Eric Berry right here?
I would be very interested in Eric Berry. I think he's a special player. I think he's got some left in the tank. I heard Hedebo talking about him earlier with Lock Dog and him. I like that take. But I'm not real comfortable paying a safety that old, that long in the tooth, the kind of money that I think he's going to demand. So that coupon better be awfully nice.
Yeah, the coupon better be like 90% off.
Yeah, it better be one of the big boys.
Yeah. Dez Bryant.
Here's why. I like Dez. But he would be a guy that you sign, and his strengths, like what he brings to the table, is exactly what Hop does.
Yeah.
He's an X receiver.
Coming off an Achilles,
too. Yeah, he's a back shoulder. He wants to body guys up, red zone. He's just exactly what Hop brings to the table. So are you going to get the bang for the buck?
Yeah. I feel like if we got Dez Bryant at this grocery store, Clint, we'd have to keep the receipt.
Yeah.
We might have
to
return him. This Achilles might be defective that I'm looking at here.
Now, if knock on wood, I hope it doesn't. But if anything were to happen to one of the guys that are healthy right now, any of them across the table, particularly the two outside guys.
That could be a phone call?
Then that could be a phone call because you got a guy that, again, at least, regardless of what you think he got left in the tank, he demands attention, and the defense is going to be aware of him. They're not just going to take him for granted like they may a no-name receiver in a league that you just pick up off the streets.
Boy, we can use cornerbacks in our house. What about this Mo Claiborne that I just picked up off the top shelf here?
Mo Claiborne intrigues me, and I'm not I loved Mo when he was at LSU. I was a little disappointed, I think, as everybody was when he was in Dallas. And here's why, though. I'm interested because of the scheme of defense that the Texans want to play. I believe he's a bigger corner. I don't believe he's scared of contact. And so in this cover two scheme, even if it's not two, they're disguising and rolling and moving a lot. You need some guys that between the ears are cool, calm, and collected, and next level thinkers. You got to believe that with his experience in the league, at least his knowledge of the game would lend itself to him being pretty good in the system.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna at least stop and read the label on Mo Claiborne.
Read the label is a good way, but I don't think they can turn their back. I don't think they can just stroll past any of the cornerbacks on this aisle of the grocery store that you and I are walking on.
I'll agree.
If you're just tuning in, Clint and I are going free agent shopping with the Texans' money right now. These are free agents that are still available. There's three wide receivers that I'm looking at. Boy, there sure are a lot of wide receivers on this aisle, Clint. These are like the $9.99 DVDs at Walmart. There's a big bin of used wide receivers.
Yeah.
Crabtree, Garcon, Mike Wallace. Any of those?
Yeah. Crabtree and Garcon, really for the same reasons that Dez Bryant, I may stop and look and see what the price is, but I'm just going to take note on those three because really they're outside guys. I know that they can play inside some, but they're outside dominant big body guys that aren't really going to run away from anybody, so to speak. So they're cut from that same mold of Hopkins, a very low-rent Hopkins, obviously, but that same mold of what you're going to ask him to do. And, again, if somebody gets hurt outside, if Fuller were to get hurt again, then you need an outside guy opposite Hop, maybe one of these names. And if I had to pick one, it'd be Crabtree. I think he's probably a little devalued because of his stats last year in Baltimore.
Does he bring any baggage, Crabtree?
Sometimes? I mean, I don't think he brings any little attitude.
I'm probably making some Texas Tech people angry. I know he's the patron saint of their football program in the 2000s.
I'm going to go out on a limb, Sean, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you that I wouldn't sign any of these guys on this list and not think that there's going to be a couple of Louis Vuittons dragging behind
them. That's true. There's a reason they're still out there, right?
Yeah, they're going to have some Louis dragging behind them. But Mike Wallace is the one that intrigues me.
Yeah.
Take the top off defense over the top if anything were to happen to Fuller.
Yeah.
I know he's coming off an injury, but I expect him to get back to that top end speed and would be nasty in the slot behind Kiki QT. He could be a backup to several positions, so he's the one to me that I would keep my eye on.
All right, there you go. So we just we spent a little bit of their money. They got $40 million in cap space right now. They're like billionaires walking through Walmart in this thing.
It's nice to have a bank account.
It is, baby. I guess. But it's not like it accrues interest or something like that.
Yeah, just trust it.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.